On the sidewalk in front of the Astor Hotel in Times Square, New York City, WOR Special Features Division, in cooperation with the Treasury Department, presents The Voice of New York, with Gabriel Heater, the well-known news commentator, as the inquiring reporter for the New York War Bond Pledge Campaign. And now, here is Gabriel Heater.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very proud assignment for me. It's probably the most important assignment I've had in all my life. For I'm being sponsored tonight by the United States of America. The United States of America at war. We're speaking to you from outside the Hotel Astor, where several hundred people are gathered here. And the purpose of our broadcast is to let you listen in as I talk to some everyday, typical New Yorkers and people from elsewhere. We're all here, and we're going to talk about New York's great war bond pledge campaign. We're going to talk about Minutemen, the modern Paul Revere. We're going to talk about liberty and fighting to preserve it for you and your children. We're going to talk about victory. Victory made possible in a campaign in which each and every one of us is a soldier. A soldier who lets his dollars fight when he counts. That's our big purpose here tonight. And I'm going to begin in just half a second now and talk to a few people here. They're like yourselves, just everyday folks who are determined, I'm sure, to help us win. Now, I wonder if a very charming young lady whom, frankly, I picked half a minute ago because I was very anxious to hear what she had to say. Will you come over? And it's customary on things like this to tell your name.
Madge Brown.
Madge Brown. Are you a New Yorker, Miss Brown?
No, I'm not.
You're not. Well, look. Did you know what today's biggest headline was?
Today's biggest headline, I think, was Sevastopol.
The biggest headline of all was $8.5 billion voted by congressional committee to build aircraft carriers.
That is the finest news in the world.
All right. Now, do you know how much it costs to build an aircraft carrier?
I'm afraid I don't.
Well, it costs somewhere between $50 and $75 million. Mm-hmm. Do you know what it costs to build a plane?
Well, around $350,000,
I guess. Those
are the
big ones. Yes. They run anywhere from $75,000 to $350,000. In fact, a great big Navy patrol bomber may come as high as $750,000.
Oh.
Now, you know what we need those planes for?
Well, I don't think you have to ask that.
But you do know.
I certainly do know.
All right. Now tell me, what are you doing to give Uncle Sam the planes he needs?
Well, I'm buying as many stamps as I can.
Stamps?
Yes.
Tell me how you do it.
Well, I buy 10-cent stamps and 25-cent stamps and 50-cent stamps. When I think I can buy a 10-cent stamp, I buy one. When I feel that I can buy a 25-cent stamp, I buy one of those. And
fine. Now, you know what our campaign is? We want everybody to make it his or her business to put aside 10% every week, right through the year, and give that toward victory.
To the best sponsor in the world.
Are you coming in?
You said it.
Good for you. Now then, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
And I hope you're going to get the real feel of this as you go along and join with us all. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. The enthusiasm, the excitement, the eagerness of a typical everyday American woman, eager to do her share and happy to know that we are doing it. Now, this gentleman, I'm very glad to meet you, sir. Let's take care.
My pleasure, Mr. Heater. I look forward to the opportunity.
Well, great pleasure. May I know your name, sir?
Marco. Santa Marco.
Mr. Marco.
That's right.
Are you a New Yorker, Mr. Marco?
All my life.
Good for you. It's a great place to come from. Can you tell me something about this great campaign we're talking about here? How do you find people reacting to it?
Well, I think they're reacting to it very favorably. Numerous friends that I have are very much encouraged over the sales that they've been realizing over the stamps and bonds and so forth. And
I
personally have made quite a bit of an investment in it, and I intend to continue.
Do you find people reacting favorably, enthusiastically to all this?
Yes, I think they are even more than enthusiastic, especially those who can't afford, and those who can't afford are doing the best they can.
Well, now, I don't know what your business is, but I'm going to talk money to you for just a second. How much would you say it costs to build a submarine?
Well, that's difficult for me to say. I'm in a profession. I'm not in no
way. Well, let me tell you so that you know how much money we need. $7 million to build a submarine. The kind that sinks Japanese transport.
Well, let's add a couple of Germans with it.
Good. Now then, what would you say a destroyer costs?
Again, I repeat, I'm the slightest
right.
But I know that there must be
plenty. Let me give you some figures I have here. A destroyer costs anywhere between $8 and $12 million. A large cruiser, $76 million. A heavy cruiser, $41 million. And a light cruiser, $34 million. Now, you can see why we need all this money.
I most certainly do. I think it should be the duty of every American, every alien, anyone who lives in this country and who has the privilege of living here, to do their utmost in purchasing as many bonds and stamps as they possibly can.
Yes, indeed. And as I look around here over our audience and I see men in uniform, men who are giving not money, but giving their lives, their work, their sacrifice, I'm beginning to realize what a tremendous thing it is to be able to do one's part in the purchase of bonds. You know, one thing we're trying very hard to get over is to get every company to sign up every man and its employee in these pledges. Do you find any excitement along those lines?
Well, yes, among friends of mine who are in business. But I personally, being in a profession, I don't have any such...
In your profession, I hope you'll find it possible to spread the gospel along in a good way.
I'm doing the best I can.
Thank you for coming up, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Now, let's see. Let me have another lady. Fine. Suppose you introduce yourself.
Well, my name is Edna Vincent.
How do you feel in front of this audience?
Well, I'm very excited. This is my first time in New York.
First time in New York this evening? Well, this is an event and broadcasting right in front of a hotel, Anne, sir.
Yes.
Well, Miss Vincent, where are you from?
Los Angeles.
A good place indeed.
Well,
tell me, have you been... What do you think about this great campaign to raise money for Uncle Sam?
It's very wonderful. They're doing it in Los Angeles also.
Yes, I'm sure they're going to do it all over America. This is America's war. You understand, by the way, are you married?
No, I have a sister who's already divorced.
Well.
For a husband.
For a husband? You couldn't come to a better place. See all these men out here. Now, I'm not sure I can get you a husband, but I do know this. I can get you liberty. Not the liberty you just got in the divorce. I mean liberty with cash. And you can get that by doing your share of purchase the bonds. Do you understand what we mean by the war pledge?
Yes. I pledge so much out of my salary every week ever since we started. I have 3 or 4 bonds now.
Good. Now, do you do that through a company or do you do that yourself?
No, at a company where we work. The whole company, sir. All the employees.
Who got the idea off, the employees or the company?
I think the company.
And everybody came along, of course.
Yes, but one or two, I'll get them when I get back.
Well, good for you. Well, you can see how much it means to be able to tell all these people and those who are listening in how we can do it. And there's one thing I know that I'd like you to say to the radio audience, if you will. When a Minuteman rings your doorbell, what do?
I'll open the door and let him in.
And make him welcome.
Yes.
Yes, because he comes on important business. And if we all only take a minute to sign up and do everything we have to do, there'll be minutes and hours and days and years of glory for us all, won't there?
Yes, there will.
Well, I'm certainly much obliged to you for coming over. And
yes,
I do hope you'll enjoy your stay in New York. And you'll find a husband. I'm sure of it. She's most charming. I know she'll find a husband. Now, how do you do, sir?
How do you do, sir? How do you do, sir? Glad to know you, sir.
Very glad to know you, sir. You look like a typical New Yorker, are you?
Well, that's what they call me.
Good to see you.
Yes,
and you want to tell us your name? And,
oh, yes. My name is Sitt, Harry Sitt.
Harry Sitt.
Yes, sir.
You're a businessman.
Well, I happen to be working as a clerk at a Hotel Woodrow on 64th Street.
Oh, yes. That's just a little way up here.
Yes, sir, that's all.
Well, you meet a lot of people in your work, don't you?
Oh, yes, very many.
Do you find people talking about the New York war bond campaign?
Yes, sir, very much so.
Everybody's excited about it.
Oh, yes. Most all people are.
How do they handle these matters for people at a hotel?
Well, it so happens in the particular hotel I'm in, our manager, Mr. Amico, happens to be the main man over there. And he, of course, is a very likable and very fine gentleman. And I don't think there's anyone gets in the entire hotel who isn't most obligated not only to him, but also to the country and in buying war bonds. I'm almost pleased, sir. Every single one.
What does he do? Ring doorbell? Ask the doorbell?
He stops them before they go upstairs. Before they have a chance to get in the hotel, they have to sign their pledge, and he makes sure they do.
Well, it's an easy thing to sell, isn't it?
Oh, yes, and everybody's more than glad to. They're more than glad
yes,
to pledge
indeed.
All they possibly can.
I'm sure of it. And if you've got any suggestions to give me in this few minutes that remain, in which you think I can tell people that I'm overlooking,
well,
I wish you would.
The only thing I would say is this, that due to the fact that America must realize that everybody in this good United States must do their share, everybody's not only be obligated and buy all the bonds you possibly can, but make all their friends and all their relatives and everybody to know, buy them. That should be the word, buy war bonds.
Good for you. That's an excellent slogan, and let me congratulate you, sir. And thank you very, very much.
Today,
I want to add to what this gentleman has just said. If any of you listening in will take this number, Murray Hill 32581, Murray Hill 3, 2581. If I'm overlooking anything at all, that's wrong. Murray Hill 2, 2581. Murray Hill 2, 2581. If I'm overlooking any details in this information, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you would call that number. You'll find somebody very happy to fill out anything you want to know. Now, another lady, please. How do you do, Miss?
How do you do?
Your name?
Katrina Kirkbride.
Miss Kirkbride?
Mrs.
Mrs. Kirkbride. Well, it's good to have you come over here and help us spread the gospel of the war bond.
Well, I'm more delighted and eager to do anything I can.
I'm sure you are. You're from New York?
I should say I am.
Tell me, you meet a good many housewives?
Yes, I do.
Do you find that housewives sense just what we are after in this campaign?
I think they are now, yes.
Everybody?
I don't think anybody can do enough, and the more they do,
yes,
the better, but...
Are the Minutemen being made welcome?
They certainly are. It's amazing. I'll just see how everybody receives them.
I wondered if you knew that in this pledge, that there's no legal contract about this pledge, but Uncle Sam merely leaves it to you and your conscience and says, invest 10% of your earnings in liberty. Do it every week. Do it all year round. And from that point on, it stops. I mean, no investigation, no legal contract, no attempt to hold you to anything. It's a matter between you and your conscience. Is that... Do you find most people realize that?
I think so, definitely.
Well, now, before you go, tell me, this wonderful audience that you see here, I hear a baby right in this crowd. Do you hear one?
I say yes.
Well, now, that baby is the one we're selling bonds for.
I have two that I've bought some for myself.
Good. You're buying
and
baby.
I know how important
fine
it is to their future.
Fine. And one that I hope to be a grandfather of one day before long. That baby. The point is, we're selling bonds to make sure that people can walk on these sidewalks just as they walk here now. To go where they please and come where they please. And the only interference of traffic lights for their own safety. No one to salute. No one to fear. People who are free. That's what we're after in this campaign. Now you tell us that we're on the right track.
I certainly will.
Well, I do want to thank you very much. And I want to thank all of you who've been kind enough to come up here and those of you who so patiently are giving us the living audience for this program. And to you, the radio audience, let me please say in signing off, I know I don't have to tell the people of America to buy bonds. It would be insulting to the American people's patriotism to tell them they have to buy. They buy willingly enough. The whole purpose of this broadcast is merely to acquaint you with the machinery, the details, to urge you in your companies, in your factories, in your offices, on your blocks, in your homes, to group together and give Uncle Sam this pledge for victory. Now this is Gabriel Heater signing off in what he considers to be the most important broadcast in 9 years. Thank you very much.
From the sidewalk in front of the Astor Hotel, Times Square, New York City, WOR Special Features Division, in cooperation with the Treasury Department, has presented The Voice of New York with Gabriel Heater, the well-known news commentator, as the inquiring reporter for the New York War Bond Pledge Campaign. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.